stand, indicted we fall, indicted we stand, indicted we fall. If Trump get locked up, it's a rap for us all. It's a witch hunt.
Good morning, everybody. I know y'all like, girl, what the fuck? Working. I'm always working. And I need to figure out what the hell is going on around here. Mr. Wolf. I watch your little episodes, Mr. Wolf. I say, look at Mr. Wolf trying to be that. Like, the people talk about, let's get it. I said, oh, Lord, Mr. Wolf, like grandfather, trying to be that. Good shows, Mr. Wolf. Actually, I caught up on all my little FBIs. Except for the little CIA lady who came in there trying to blow people up. I don't know what the hell was wrong with her. She need to get smacked up a little bit. Talking about she got orders. Who gave you the orders, lady? We ain't see nobody you called. I'm just saying. Anyway, I appreciate it, Mr. Wolf. Thank you. Don't worry, I'm going to catch up on my SVU today. And I was looking for my Chicago PD, excuse me, and my Chicago Med. Nah, I do. Then I ain't even know Armand died in real life. Here I am like, damn, went over the damn cliff, shit. Come to find out he died in real life. I'm like, oh, shit, I really didn't know. You know, I don't keep up with these actor people. You know, I just watch. You know, but if anything come across to the, you know, political scene, then I know what the hell going on. Just like how Benson was out there shooting a damn scene and she had to stop what she doing to help a little lost child. You go ahead with your badass. You hear me? Helping the kids in the community find their parents. Especially if you was in Central Park. People think I'd be joking about these damn parks. Remember now how they digged up all the kids out the damn tunnels for weeks, months. They forgot about that shit. They ain't even tell people. They told you they was having a COVID restriction time. No, they was digging up kids from under the damn ground. No, all jokes aside, I'm for real. Anyway. Hey, how you doing? Somebody free the little guy. What's his name? NBA young boy. Now, what y'all talking about a fraud? The boy can't even leave his house. Something about a prescription that he wrote or something. Something about some pills or something. Okay, let's just make sure we get this straight. So you telling me y'all started an investigation when he had the video with the pills and the pill bottle. Then you went and said, hold on, how did he get the pills? Then that's when y'all figured out he did a fake prescription. I'm confused. I mean, that was months ago. Well, you know it takes months for these people to investigate. I'm just saying. Tell you, your people gotta watch out. But free the guy, man. He already going through a lot. He already in his house cooped up. That shit, let me tell you. Now, see, I'm used to it. I mean, but his house way bigger than mine. I mean, he could do all kind of shit up in here. He could build a damn side pool area. He could build a playground over here. He could build a whole theme park over there. But the boy can build a lot of shit at his house. You know, poor little me, I just be in the house. I mean, I'll go to the backyard and burn the trash. But that's about it. I ain't got shit back there. Money. I ain't got no money to be building no theme park and shit. I mean, I was going to put my little woman, little man cave out there. You know, with my little flowers and shit. But you got to have money to do all that. That's why I'm waiting for my future husband to come along. I can use his credit card, debit card, so I can look, y'all, so I can get the shit, you know. But anyway, y'all, let the boy go. Now, you know, once you start doing that and then he was already in trouble and with the, you know, what placed him on the little house arrest and all kind of shit. Now y'all trying to just hem the boy up. And I know why. I know he said he was talking too much. You know, just because, I mean, he already going through a lot. You understand? I know what you're saying, boo-boo. He don't fuck up. I know. But just let him... Just give him a break, y'all. Damn, y'all is doing something. I know what you're saying, boo-boo. You're putting us in a hard place, boo-boo. I know, but just look out for me. You know, give him a little fine or something. You know? And I know it was him who wrote it and all kind of shit. I know somebody else ain't do it. pinpoint him to be the mastermind. I know what you're saying. Nah, all jokes aside, though. You know, give him a little fine or something. He already going through a lot, y'all. All jokes aside. Nah, I'm serious. Boy already cooped up in his house day in and day out. I mean, I know what y'all saying, boo-boo. He do got a lot. He do, but sometimes it's like being around people. You know, some people not like me. Some people just can't. Well, shit, I got these kids, that damn dog, and the rest of this shit going on. So, you know, I got a whole house full of shit going on. I mean, I know the boy can have companies and stuff, but I'm just saying. You know, just give him a break. He young. He you know, most people that age, they out and about. Especially when you're a celebrity, like he is a damn celebrity kind of person. You know, y'all know what I'm saying. I know what you're saying. I know. Boo boo. Show is asking for a damn lot. I know. Look out for my people now. I know when shit starts getting good. Thank you, boo boo. I know. Just don't fuck up again now. I'm sitting here warning you. Don't fuck up again. Nobody can keep asking. I only asked one time. I think, let me see. Did I only ask one time? Yeah. It's my first time asking y'all anything about that boy there. You know, because remember now, he was on the Stop the Violence type shit. I mean, I had some little words to say about him and my little buddy, Bobby Shmurda. How you doing, Bobby? I ain't see Bobby. Bobby, you need to make a little song or something, Bobby. You need to get the people hype. You know, start dancing and shit. Now we like Bobby. I mean, I know the little scandal they was talking about. Who gives a shit? See, Bobby didn't give a fuck. He didn't say what the fuck you need to say. I don't give a fuck. See, that's what I like about Bobby. See, Bobby don't give a fuck. He ain't give a fuck what they talking about. He don't give a fuck how he living his life. He don't give a shit. But he's staying out of trouble. You see? I mean, people threatening Bobby, but Bobby is a real thug. But Bobby, I'm proud of you, Bobby. I'm proud of you. You ride in on, what's his name? Jersey Giuliano and Roddy Brother. I forget Roddy Brother name. He a star too. You know, they all stars. You know, came from the 90s. You know, I'm from the 90s too. Kings Plaza and shit. I guarantee you, they saying to themselves, look at little boo boo. Yeah, she from the 90s, 1070. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm from the building. That shit was like, what's the name of that show? The PJs. Everybody come along, and they had the little lady who was over the building and shit. The Miss Gigi lived on the first floor. She always complained about the elevator, but she lived on the first floor. I never could figure it out. And I wonder what happened to these people. But Miss Gigi was already old when I was young. So I know she probably passed away. I know Miss Cookie passed away. Miss Cookie had cancer. Damn, Rashiba, she died. She died of cancer. But we was young. We was like 5, 6. What you call it? Her brother died. They died in two different shit. And their mom died. Miss Francetta. I know what y'all saying. Still remember these people? How could I forget? I know I remember a lot of people. I know a lot of people. I keep saying the same thing. I may be in the house, but I know a lot of people. And, but anyway, moving on. I just stay out of trouble. My people in the suits, get a little boy. Just have him pay a little fine or something. You got the money to pay the little fine and tell his ass now. Now, I'll tell him. Once your ass get up on out of here and do your little community service, make sure you give them community service now. I know what you're saying. Boo-boo, he's a damn celebrity. That's what's going to make it even better. People see him out there helping the community, doing stuff. I don't know where he stay. I just know his little mountains and shit. But hey, give him community service. Have him pay a little fine. Once they do all this shit for you now, Mr. Young Boy, you better be on your P's and damn Q's. Now, you already got some other shit going on. Now, this ain't going to look good for your shit. Now, you got to stop. Now, you was doing so good. I know being cooped up in the house, well, you got to make something with the house. You got plenty money. You could do plenty shit. You could add on shit. Stop buying all them damn cars that you know you can't drive. I mean, you can drive. You know, when it come time. But in the meantime, take the money and build something that you really want. Think about it. Think about something you really want and build the motherfucker right on your little property. You own a lot of land and shit. Build another little community. People and start moving people in. That way you be close to the people. Think about it. Then you'll be getting paid. Then you'll be getting paid every month. Hold on. Let me put these kids in the bus. They're going to that bus. But yeah, y'all. Oh, it's gonna be another hot day today, y'all. Another 90 to damn degrees around this bitch. But anyway. But yeah. Well, I gotta move on, Mr. Young Boy. They listening in, so hopefully somebody make a phone call for you. But let me tell you, don't fuck up. Because this is my first time asking for you. You know, give him a little slap on the wrist, a little fine, a little community service. You know? Because they got to understand now, the boy cooped up in his house. You know, I'm not trying to give him like an excuse, but technically, being cooped up like that, I know what you're saying, his house big, he could do all this shit. I know, but it's just a, you know, somebody being young like that, you know, most, they be want to get out and do shit. You know, with all the money, he could be traveling the world and going this place and going that place. He can't go no damn where. Probably to his local store and back. You know, that gets tired. You go to the local store, you see the people, hey, y'all. You know, and he probably can't even do that shit every day. I mean, give him a break, y'all. I know the pills. He might need to go to a little program. You know, might just dolling on him. I'm like, damn, get the boy a break. I'm on the damn forgery. And identity and all kind of shit. I said, oh, shit, you got my damn charges like me. I ain't even do shit, technically. Don't worry, because I'm looking for that fucking lawyer, Mr. Young Boy. I know they saying at the damn New York Supreme Court, but boo, you ain't find that motherfucker yet. No, I've been dealing with shit. But don't worry, when I get my ass up there and I got time enough, I'm fine, that motherfucker. Trust me when I tell you, right on at his doorstep. Hey, how you doing? He gonna be looking at me like, bitch, who the fuck is you? I'm the fucking granddaughter of the lady who you took her damn money. We got a lot of talking to do, sir. And I'm gonna make sure I have my little thunnies with me. Just in case some shit pop off, because I know this guy. Trust me when I tell you, he ain't want dumb thunnies at the damn doorstep. Especially with that amount of money you stole, you better have it. Tell you that shit right now. Because I need more than that. Plus interest. Yeah. Now, he said we're going to go rough him up. But if he get out of line, he might get rough the fuck up. Now they do in New York now. You know how they do. Depending on where the fuck he at, he better not be in Brooklyn. Oh, he better not be there. He better be in the outskirts some damn where. Just letting you know, I know somebody saying, wait a minute, is Boo Boo threatening the motherfucker? I'm like, yeah, damn right I am. He done stole my grandma's shit. She done damn died and all kind of shit with nothing. Know what the fuck he thought this shit was. Doing all this shit. Anyway, Mr. Young Boy. Now, I made my little, you know, had to talk to my people in the suits. We'll see. Hopefully it work out for you. But if it do work out for you, you know, congratulate me later. Just do the right thing. That's all I ask, okay? Okay. I got to move on now. I got to move on. All right. Now, hey, what the fuck happened overnight? Somebody explain to me. Because now I'm talking about Iran and Israel. Somebody launched something. I thought it was a ceasefire. What are y'all doing? The fuck is going on here now? Now it's retaliation and all type of shit. What kind of damn retaliation? Everybody gotta stop. It's not making no sense. You wanna talk about something? Get up on the phone or go to the people's house or go to the people's country. Hey, I got a problem with you, motherfucker. Now you're doing shit you ain't supposed to be doing. Now what the issue is between me and you? You see what I'm saying? I don't even see what's the problem here. That's the crazy shit. It's always some kind of missiles or some kind of war, some type of shit going on. And ain't nobody saying what the shit is about. Somebody bombed somebody. How you know it was them? It's like you're pointing fingers by how you know it was them. That's like somebody robbed your damn drug spot. How you know it was the local, the people who on the other turf. Sometimes you need to realize... maybe people want to start a war with you to get y'all, both of y'all, out the way. Now, we've seen this numerous times on Chicago PD. We'd be this little gang, I'd be for this little gang, and it'd be a third motherfucker somewhere else who started the shit. Just to get both of them out the fucking way. I know what you're saying. Boo-boo, you know what? You might be right. Yeah, because I'm confused as to how the hell's not E is they approving a foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, but the people of the American citizens here is damn starving and poor and all type of shit, living on the damn streets. Only thing the people had to do was approve the little child thing. They said, no, that's too much, but you're giving these people all this money, but you don't know what they're going to do with it? I'm confused here. I know what they saying, boo-boo. You know you're right, boo-boo. I know. That's the crazy shit. Ain't nobody listening to me. They don't give a shit. But, I mean, just taking into consideration, is that a good move, smart move? Then when you come up for re-election and you see why people ain't voting for you, then your ass on up out of there, you will know why. You ain't did shit for the United States. Not a damn thing. If they thought about it, what the fuck they did for us? I'm talking about the people at the damn Senate. Then you got a whole scrapple down there at the damn House of Representatives. I said, oh, shit. Everybody getting buck wild these days. You know how the people at the House do. See, they don't give a fuck at the House. They see shit for the American people. I'm going ahead and pass this. As soon as you get to the Senate, wait a minute here now. Everybody got to slow your damn roll. We can't have the American people getting a little money. But you're giving money to people that they think are biolabs and shit. They're using the money for biolabs. You say, what? And child trafficking and money laundering and shit. Anyway, I'm moving on to the next damn scoop. I ain't want to talk y'all to death down there at the Senate. I mean, I appreciate what y'all do for me. You know, stopping laws and bills and shit. You know, take these motherfuckers down. Appreciate it. You know, my people in Congress. I know what you're saying. But I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm just letting y'all know the voice of the damn people around here. People struggling. Shit high. Food high. Rent high. Child care high. Every damn thing high. Gas high. Think about what I'm telling you. And the thing seem to be cheap as clothes. Now even that's getting high. Everything going up. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I mean, just take it into consideration. I hear what they talk about, but you, it says right here, foreign aid package, vote Saturday. Y'all ready to vote on these people? Three whole countries. Who knows how much money you're sending these people? I look how much money you already sent Ukraine. He took the money and had a damn bio lab. We all know that. Now stop. I know what you're saying. Damn. Fuck. Shit. That's what you need to say. Damn fucking shit. I know what y'all say. Girl, where you been? Working. I'm not going to keep saying the same shit over and over again. I works. May not be working at my employer, but I works. Trust me when I tell you. Moving on to the next school. Hey, little rapper girl. I see her. She, they lock her ass up for damn DUI. I said, oh, Lord. I said to myself, I wonder where the damn girl was at. My thing with these people is they got enough money if they're too drunk to hire a motherfucking driver. I'm confused. And she like, you know who I am, girl. See, you people gotta stop with the do you know who I am. They don't give a fuck who you are. These are different type of cops these days. They don't give a fuck who you is. They probably don't even know you and don't listen to your shit. That's why I need people to understand. Just like I don't fucking know. It's people that don't fucking know. Like, stop thinking people know you like that. See how Oprah was when they had her ass hemmed up? Do you know who I am? Yeah, bitch, we know who you is, but who the fuck is your this? This you. The clone. Out there full effect. Now she felt so sad and sorrowed. Because she realized she ain't that fucking important. Now the poor little girl, she out there drunk. Trying to do a damn drunk test. I said, oh, Lord, this time she can't keep a balance. How you can't keep your balance? You ain't had on no shoes. See, this is why you need your Tims on your feet. But shit, she was so drunk, and then she kiki-kiing. And the cops looking at her like, bitch, I don't see what's so funny. Y'all gotta stop. That's your problem. That's what I keep telling about these celebrity people. Stop thinking you're all of that. These people don't give a fuck who you is. They don't give a fuck. Once you get that shit in your mind that they don't give a fuck, then you'll be living like a normal citizen. You'll say, let me slow shit down. They don't give a fuck that I'm a celebrity. Only thing they're going to want is my money. I guarantee you that DUI charge that that girl got, not only is they going to suspend her license and all that type of shit, because they had her on body cam. See, they're going to use the body cam footage against her. Kiki, you thought it was funny? You could have. See, this is what I'm talking about. These prosecutors love these celebrity people. You know, to fuck their lives up. No, for real. You Kiki Ken, you could have killed somebody. You thought it was funny? And then they go and clearly point out she was laughing this whole fucking time. Because even I was looking like, what the fuck is so funny? Like, this shit ain't funny. I don't think you understand. You Kiki Ken trying to be their friend, but they're not your friend. Then the lady, she playing, she on, look, y'all, the lady cop, she on her watch, like, bitch, I'm about to time you. I don't know what you thought this was. I don't give a fuck who you is. Yeah, celebrity people gotta stop. They don't give a fuck who you is. Get that in your mind now. Put that in your thick ass skulls. Now the girl license about to be suspended. Now she got a DUI charge, which is automatic. Like program and all type of shit to get the shit back. Then when you get the shit back, they're gonna watch you like a damn hulk. Mm-hmm. Cause they already got your car and license plate and your VIN number and the rest of that shit. You understand? DUI is actually a serious ass charge, whether you know it or not. No, it is though. And they're not gonna drop it. Especially when I had the body cam footage of the girl. She just standing there looking like a damn drunk. I'm like, ain't this girl like, she don't even, how old is the girl? I know she young, but damn. She kiki can. It ain't shit funny. It's nothing funny. That's what I'm saying. That she like, you know who I am. Girl, don't nobody give a fuck who you is. That's why I, you know. Well. At least she wasn't in damn Chicago when all this shit was going down. But you know, they would have shot the cops, too. You know shit real when they shooting cops. Think about it. I'm just saying. Guarantee you she won't be asked. She won't be telling that damn judge, you know I am. Now all the shit she been popping, let's see if she go up in the damn courts with that shit. Guarantee you, yes sir, no sir. No, I didn't mean to do it. And whoop de whoop, she gonna be begging and pleading for a damn life. No, I thought they was about that life. Going in with that same damn attitude that you been had. You all of that. You ain't listening to nobody. You got it all fucking planned out. Remember? Think about how these people act. I guarantee you they go up in the court. They different. See, me, I go up in the court and they doing all this fraud shit. Wait a minute here now. Now, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't appreciate this shit here. I ain't give a damn who it is. You're doing fraud and corruption. And not only that, you're making false statements. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Let alone you're taking away people's rights and telling them they ain't got no damn rights. Or is it just me? That's a discrimination practice. Yeah, they ain't going up in there talking all that. These people kills me. Now, I can't do too much on the DUI. But what I can say, go ahead and give a little community service. I mean, technically, she probably can't even get that because they got her on body cam footage. She was just kiki-keying, thinking shit funny. See, shit, now if she wasn't laughing and if she was like, oh, I'm sorry the whole time. You know, I'm sorry. I appreciate, you know, y'all looking out for me so I won't, you know, get in no accident or nothing. But, you know, I do have enough money where I could have hired a driver, you know, but I wasn't thinking at the time. Then maybe the shit might go different. But no, she was kiki-keying the whole time. Laughing like a motherfucker. And I'm like, what the fuck is so funny? If there's no, this shit ain't funny. You see? That's why they got on body cam footage. They're going to use that shit against her. Shit crazy with these people. I mean, you know me. I stay out the people's way. You know. But anyway. Shit, wow. Moving on to the next damn scoop. Y'all, it was like I was supposed to meet my future husband and all what type of stuff. I was like, wait, wait, God. Then I was watching a lady. Let me see, that was. Let me see, I was watching a lady. Yesterday I was kind of busy, so I was watching a lady. Today, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. Wednesday, I was watching a lady. She like, oh, yeah, it was the guy who went and got information on you from some girl. And the girl been lying to him. And he been believing a lie and looking at you sideways. Till the girl try to break y'all up. And she broke y'all up. And now he want to be with you and marry you and all kind of stuff. Because now he know that the girl was lying. Now he see the girl got a mental problem. And she got a problem. I don't want his ass. Mm-mm. I don't want no guy like that. A guy who listening to somebody else. Why would you be listening to somebody else? The only thing you gotta do is ask me what the fuck you need to ask me. Easy, simple. You know, like that. Like, if they don't have no information on me or know about me, how can they tell you anything about me? It'll be an assumption. And if they're assuming shit and you believe in the assumption, you and that person needs to be together. I mean, I know you're saying they got a mental problem and all that, but that's what the fuck you get for listening to people with mental problems. You should have knew they had a mental problem if they don't know me from a fucking hole in the wall. Duh. Easy. Simple. What gift? What gift would they have? Think about it. People who knew me for 20 years still don't know me. Think about it. I'm just saying. I mean, it's simple. It's a simple knowledge. And I wouldn't want no guy like that. Mm-mm. Because they dumb. See, I can't have a dumb man in my life that would listen to somebody else. And then once they come to realize, wait a minute, all the shit the bitch was talking, this shit ain't even true. It ain't even coming true. The girl ain't even doing none of this shit. So where you getting your information from? You see? Then it becomes, next thing you know, they can lie on you. You see what I'm saying? They probably been lying about every damn thing. They start lying about little shit, you know they gonna lie about big shit. Like, come on. That's why I just get out the people's way. But the lady, now she talking about all the lies being shown and all kind of shit. Now the guy think the girl got a mental problem. Didn't I say this before, though? Like, it's the same story all over again. Like, I don't want no guy like that. I don't even know what kind of guy this is. Because if a guy got to listen to somebody else to form an opinion about me, then take your dumb ass on some fucking weird. I don't want you. Mm-mm. When you could just simply ask me what the fuck you want to ask. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Just ask me what you want to ask. Simple. Simple shit. Easy. Easy and simple. But no. They can't do that. Now we got something about the girl got a damn mental problem. Oh, shit. Girl crazy. I don't know why I'm laughing. Because it's funny. Like, that shit is funny to me. Because why would somebody who talked to me, wanted me, or was in communications with me be listening to somebody else? That don't make no sense. When they could have just asked me whatever the fuck they wanted to ask. Duh. Now they like, oh, this bitch crazy. She got a mental problem. Something wrong with the bitch. She been lying and whoop-de-whoop and blah-de-blah. Okay, well, if she was lying, you should have knew she was lying because the bitch don't know me from a hole in the wall. Think about it. Literally. And that should have been the first thing. Like, wait a minute. The damn girl, right? The girl don't even know this girl. So where she getting this information from? I don't know. And so next me. I don't think I know, man. Shit been going on. Man, shit. So, I just, you know, stay out people way. Mind my business. Shit, even minding my business, some people still seem to mosey their way into my fucking lane. I don't see why and I don't see what's the point. You know, like that. What I do know, though, is people need to figure shit out. Like, yesterday I had to take some papers to the court. Then the little people lawyer emailed me. Oh, I did not do this. I did not say this. My intentions are not such and such. And I'm like, thinking in my mind, like, what are you talking about? You said that you got a paper from a magistrate court. That is bad faith. That is bad and malicious intention. And when you know you didn't. So now we what you talking about? I only asked for damn reports. You pull out a report you ain't give me. That's why I needed my whole entire tenant file. What's the problem? Yeah, that's malicious intent. Now you're hiding shit. Don't tell me. I don't care what you're talking about. I cannot be in further communications with you. Point blank, period. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't know what you're saying. To me, you're like the rest of these people. Criminalistic. Now, it would have been different if he would have said, shit, I don't know where they get the damn paper from. She right. We need to figure this shit out. Because if she ain't have the damn paper, how the hell they get the damn paper? They know they ain't get it from no damn court people. Now, stop. You see what I'm saying? You understand? So I don't believe none of these people. They'll do anything to fucking win. My thing is, wait a minute. If you can't complete a certain phase in a court process, then what are you talking about? Just say you can't do it. No, they're trying to get around that. Now it's something else they done damn did. But they don't have no malicious intent. Well, if you didn't have malicious intent, you wouldn't have said that you got a paper from somewhere you know you didn't fucking get it. Now stop lying. These people will do anything to fucking win. See, Puffy was smart. Puffy said, I'm going to settle out. I ain't got time for this shit. They don't want to do that. So they want to go up there and make a fool of themselves and be seen as liars. That's them. That's not me. You pulling out shit that you didn't give me. I asked you for my entire 10 and file. That means every fucking document that was in that motherfucker. Everything. All of it. Because it belongs to me, technically, legally. You know, I'm not going to go back and forth with this. I don't have nothing to say to that man. He already showed me who he was when you said you got the paper from the magistrate court. Now, how did you do that? How did you get something that I didn't have yet? What are you talking about? How can I give anybody anything that I didn't have yet? The proof is from my job, and my job ready. You don't want those attorneys out the federal government coming into this. You don't want that. That's all I'm going to say about the matter. I'm going to skip and hop my happy ass on to where my path is, what I've been doing. I ain't got time to worry about these people because the only thing they're going to do is lie. That's all they known to do is lie. Their credibility is shot. Telling me, oh, I ain't say this and I ain't do that. I don't have no bad intentions toward. Okay, well, give me what I asked for. Simple. Yeah, more than enough time. That was the problem. Now what's the issue? You're pulling out shit, and then we had the whole disposition. You're pulling out shit. Wait a minute. You didn't give me this. Where you get this from? I said my entire 10 of file. That means everything. The whole file. Everything what you got, I need. Now you're going to explain that. But you're going to say you gave it to me? When? I don't have that, but I got every email that you attached to it. But you did give me my damn paycheck stub. Now how did your clients get this? Now they saying they got it from a court. I gave it to them. How can I give them something I didn't have yet? Malicious intent. They're lying. But why would they be lying? That's why I can't figure out what's the what they're lying about. That's what we need to figure out what they're lying about. They've been lying the whole time. Get up in the court. Get up on the stand. You start lying. That's perjury. You'll go to jail for that. So now what they gonna do? I ain't got time. That's dumb. You understand? I ain't got no time for whatever they talking about. None of it. Now, I was going to reply back, but then I thought about it. Why don't he just see his actions? You're saying you didn't have malicious intent, but you clearly said you got a paper from a magistrate court and you submitted that shit in the court, knowing you didn't. That's what they're telling you. But I already proved that to be a lie. So if it's a lie and you're still lying, I don't trust you. That's malicious intent. Ain't got nothing to do with that. Y'all explain that shit. Them your clients. You want to go to bat and lose your license for your clients. That's you. Not me. Think about it. I mean, if they had common sense, they would have thought about it. They don't think. You know, they're not using better judgment. They think they know. So since they know, that's them. What you thought? I don't have no mercy for them people. I don't have no mercy for them at all. None of them. But I'm not going to take it to the extreme to report him to the disciplinary committee. No. He's going to get himself wrapped up. Watch what I tell you, you know. But anyway, Moving on to the next damn scoop. Y'all, let me start getting dressed. My mom, she want me to ride one somewhere. We got to go look up some properties and stuff. I know what y'all saying. Mo shit? Yeah. You know how we do. But, I'm about to go do that and get myself ready. But whoever this guy is, you need to stop listening to people and make your own judgment about shit. That's what makes you a man. You know, that's why I don't like weak men. They ain't listening to any fucking body. Oh, they did what? For real? Oh, I can't fuck that bitch because she be doing such and such. Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. Now, if you didn't see nothing, you ain't heard nothing, ain't shit going on, what the fuck is you talking about, stupid? That's why I say stop listening to people. People gonna get you fucked up. I may come up here and tell people, you know, do your research. Because what I'm telling you is the truth. You just got to do your research to find your own truth to it. It's going to fuck you up. Yeah, I mean, it's going to fuck you up. But at least you know. You know, just don't dwell on it. Don't be like, oh, no, oh, shit. No, 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 no. I mean, it is, but just don't dwell on it like that. That's about all I can say. So, you know, just form your own opinion by your own opinion. You know, like that. That's what I can say. And form your own opinion by your own opinion, and you'll be able to, you know what you know. Me. In general, I don't want no guy like that. Mm-mm. I would say him and a person belong together because they both dumb. Peas in a pod. It's ignorance. You know, and that's what's wrong with people. You know, people take the voice or the opinion of somebody else and make an opinion of somebody else. And the people be lying because they don't want you happy. See, people don't want people happy if they're not happy. It's like misery loves company, crabs in a bucket. That's why I don't know what the fuck these people be talking about. I don't give a fuck. I don't even know. Think about it. I be working. I mean, I see what the lady talking about. You know, I believe her because she's right. You know, it probably was some guy who listened to another bitch. Bitch got him fucked up. Now they looking for me and other bitches. How? How you gonna find that? It's only one of me. You see? Once I'm gone, I'm gone. I ain't got time to play around with you. I don't give a fuck who you is. That's why I need people to understand. I don't care how rich. I don't give a damn if he a trillionaire, billionaire. I will walk away from that motherfucker. It's not about the money. It's about you, your actions, how you treat people. You see what I'm saying? If you got the big head, what the fuck I need you for? Keep the big head and go to the next bitch. They'll do whatever for the money. They ain't gonna never love you. They just want your money. Your money run out. Look what you got. You see what I'm saying? And that's how people gotta see it. That's why I tell people, play poor. Play broke. Like you ain't got shit. You helped the wrong motherfuckers. That's on you. How you gonna recoup that back? They don't have shit. No type of nothing that you can recoup it back. You see, no talents. No gifts. They can't do shit. They can only copy people. Copying people only gonna get them sued. Then if they ain't got no money in the first place, suing them, they just gonna go more into debt. That's why I say I'm gonna watch a lot of people fall for coming after me and don't know me. They didn't even know who I was. I didn't know. But they thought they knew. That's what I'm saying. They get up here, they listen to me talk, and they, oh, I got an idea. Okay, until the shit fell. That's what I say. You know, it don't make no sense. Stay in your lane. Find you something to do with your fucking life. They don't want to do that. They feel they think it's safe. You know, they don't believe in God. You know, a lot of shit happened to me and they be like, well, shit, you know, where's your God? God is allowing all this shit to happen to you. Probably so. It's something I got to see about the situation, you know. But like I say, you know, it's all good. It's just, you know, sad because now, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how my brother and my other brother need a place. And you see how I had to sell my grandfather's trailer, and that's where we grew up at, you know, due to this fucking lawyer. He didn't never give a fuck. He only cared about what the fuck his client needed. He went to bat to do fraud for his fucking client and took the money. The money was enough for your client to get their paperwork straight. The money was enough for your client to get the fuck out of Dodge. Your client chose to stay there. Then when the heat got hot in the kitchen, instead of them doing the right thing, they still said fuck it and got people to go along with them. Now everybody trapped in a situation that they fucking can't get out of. They can't even lie their way out of it because it's not going to make no sense. They're going to know. Everybody going to know it's a lie. The proof is in the pudding. That's what I say. Sometimes people got to look at a situation differently and quit thinking you know every fucking thing. Because certain situations, you got to tell the truth in. You don't want to tell the truth. That's how you get caught up in more situations. I'm just saying. You know, I try to do the right thing with everything I do. I stay out people's way. I mind my business. You know, like my mom was saying yesterday, she said, I don't know why them housing people did the shit. Me neither. Why they couldn't just do the right thing and tell the truth. No, they couldn't. But like my mom said, you know, the lady, she probably been doing that shit to people for years, feeding off the poor, is what my mom said. Taking people money for years. Years. That's why I say these lawyers, they jump in the middle of a case and, oh, my clients, oh, they gotta do this, and my clients. But what the fuck have your clients really been fucking doing? They don't know. They just want the fucking money. They'll say anything, do anything just to win. But when it comes to a little black kid who probably was dealing drugs, they make them take a fucking plea deal. I'm just saying. A lot of people want to know, am I going to get justice? Am I? Who knows around here? They don't give a fuck. They're buddies. They don't give a fuck about people's rights. They don't give a fuck about the community. It's whatever they fucking say go. They'll come after me and I ain't even did shit. But stand up for a deceased person. My grandfather, who worked his ass off to make sure his family had something. And they took every fucking thing. Everything. For no reason. They didn't even have a reason. Just greed. They didn't want people to have shit. And then laughed about it. That's all I gotta say about it. You know. That's all I'm gonna say about it. I don't need a sympathy party. You know. I just want people to see what I've been dealing with. And what I've been dealing with, it ain't fun. Trust me. I may come up here and kiki about it. I come up here and try to know about it. But if you go back season to season, how they did all this shit, how they talking about these people, all the shit that they did, and you like, but damn, the police ain't gonna do shit, the law ain't gonna do shit, anybody gonna do shit? That's they buddy, that's they friends. I'm just some black girl fighting for a deceased person. Remember the girl now, her grandfather a dead man. Remember how they said that? I don't record saying that shit. Now, all these people on record doing this shit. Lawyers, judges, officers, people behind the desk. They did anything for my uncle. Anything. Why? Because it was me. And I didn't give a fuck what they was talking about. Because they was lying. They all been lying. The lawyer. This is unauthorized practice of lawyer honor. She's not a lawyer. She's in here representing her mom. What the fuck is he talking about? How the fuck am I representing my mom? My case was remanded to probate court. My case was a pro se case. I was pro se. My mom was pro se. It got remanded for my uncle to show his fucking paperwork in that probate court. What the fuck they did was reopen my grandfather's shit. They opened my grandfather's shit 3 times. The first time, my mom was named PR. She signed the shit over to me. I go to file it. They didn't want to. We got to go to probate court is what the fuck they say, even though she was already in fucking probate court. They already named her PR. Oh, Your Honor, she not doing what she's supposed to do. She didn't want to sign the deed, Your Honor. What fucking deeds, stupid? Got him on record saying this shit. What fucking deeds? You the one who gave your client his deed already. What the fuck he did with it? And whatever the fuck he did with it, his trailer was attached to the fucking number, stupid. That's why I submitted that shit to the district court yesterday. Look how long he had that fucking number. Longer than what the fucking system say. Because I pulled his record from a different fucking law, like, database. Mm-hmm. Look how long he had this number, Your Honor. Look how long my grandfather had the 008.002. It was never one. Never, ever. And I even show how they took that bitch out of the system. I got them on record the same day they took the bitch out. That's why it's so funny to me. What the fuck you gonna say? So if it was out the system, how the fuck you was looking it up and found it, stupids? Y'all did a lot of shit. And it ain't gonna make no sense. My grandfather's trailer's still sitting there. The guy texts me to tell me when they moving it. I got the text. The shit is still sitting there. So what if somebody in April the 1st? Because I called them on March the 19th. So let's just say on April the 1st, somebody got in their car and did an audit of the town. Like, wait a minute. How is this trailer still sitting there if the trailer ain't in the system? Where it came from? Who trailer does this belong to? You see what I'm saying? I guarantee you ain't thought about that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they gonna lie. Oh, it was out the system. Wait a minute, but the girl got an audio recording of you and her talking to one of your workers. It was in the system when she called. The same day you took that motherfucker out. Now, why is that? I tell you, they played a dangerous game. She's lying. Oh, no, I ain't. Mm-hmm. And we got the paperwork from the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. We're not doing anything. You're not. So they did all this shit because you didn't want to do shit. Those are your buddies. That's your pal. You said, fuck black people. We don't give a fuck what they own. We don't give a fuck about that girl grandfather. We don't give a fuck that the damn, what's the name of them people? The funeral home people took her granddaddy name out of there. And they the ones who hosted the funeral. We don't give a fuck about that. We don't give a fuck about shit. Fuck that dead motherfucker. Remember now, that's what they said. Remember the girl now? He's a dead man. They thought all of this shit was safe. Because my grandfather was deceased. Good thing I got that lawyer in every fucking court proceeding. Lying. Except for Common Pleas. He didn't show up. He sent his boss in. His boss, I got him on record. He only need 5 minutes, Your Honor. 5 minutes. Would you? How you need 5 minutes? You need to figure out what the fuck going on first. Mm-hmm. And we got my uncle clearly saying he got his deed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why it was safe to say the lawyer should have showed up. Mm-hmm. Because if he would have showed up, he would have knew what the fuck was there. He went into the probate court line. I tell you, that probate court judge told my mom to shut up, the only child. I'm the granddaughter, and that's the daughter. Then it was my uncle and them. You understand now? He told the daughter, who's the only child, to basically shut the fuck up, or I'm going to lock you the fuck up. I don't give a fuck what you talking about. We couldn't even talk in that motherfucker. Every time I got a word to say something, or I presented a document, like, look, Your Honor, here go these fake-ass D's. Oh, I'm not going to allow this. What you talking about? Because the lawyer said he wasn't going to allow this. Oh, Your Honor, you're such and such. You see what I'm saying? But they wanted me to have a bar licensed attorney. What about the people in the jail? That's just filing the case. Why? They don't need a bar licensed attorney. Remember, it was a frivolous act. That's what the fucking lawyer said. He the one who drafted up that fucking order and put all that shit in there. So if it wasn't a frivolous act, and it was a frivolous act that I was doing, and I just wanted to get these numbers straight. Now, how the fuck I get number one then, if I never fucking had it? Explain. Explain. Y'all should be a fucking shame of yourselves. Each and every last fucking one of y'all motherfuckers. And I don't give a fuck who it is. Because this same shit gonna happen to your family even worse. And God gonna make sure y'all motherfuckers is on the street. Like how you wanted me, remember? Remember? I know what you're saying. Boo-boo, calm down. No, it's not no fucking calm down. These people allowed these people to do this shit. And then fucking come after me. I'm the victim. I've been the victim. I'm going to pop my shit. I didn't take matters into my own hands. I'm not like the rest of these people that would shoot your motherfucking ass up. Think about it. These people killing people about this shit. They killing people for little or nothing. You think fucking with people properties and shit, that shit won't get you in the grave? And then I could say that's a dead bitch. That's a dead nigga. Like that. Remember how they talk about my grandfather? They thought this shit was funny. Everything they did, they thought this shit was funny. Everybody was laughing about this shit. They kiki-keyed. Giving my uncle exemptions on property he didn't own. I thought that was tax fraud. By a whole fucking court system. I thought that was a crime. Oh. So if that's the case, what the fuck you locking people up for then? On the street. I know what they're saying, but we sorry. Sorry, how many times people gonna fucking say they sorry? People didn't even say they were sorry. They didn't give a fuck. Only person who cared about this situation was that judge and his little law clerk. They was the only ones who cared about this shit. They was the only ones that seen what the fuck was going on, to the point where they ain't even send papers to the court. They sent it straight on to me. And the court people calling me like, did the judge send you something? Did the judge send? What the fuck is you talking about? Why don't you call the judge? What the fuck you calling me for? That judge was the only judge. Turn out, he's a federal judge too. He was the only one. Ain't called Sled up in there. Hey, Sled up in the building? Sled up in here? Look at this shit here, Sled. What the fuck these motherfuckers doing? Is anybody gonna do something? They ain't this shit. Oh, they probably is. I know what they're saying. Boo-boo, hold your little panties. Now chill out. Get right. Now chill out. Everybody working in the back. I appreciate it if he is. I don't see shit going on. These motherfuckers still doing shit. I know they say po-po-poo. They don't believe me until they hear the audio recording. This judge told this girl this shit? Hell yeah. He said he ain't care if I had rights. I told him it was against the Constitution. He said he ain't give a shit. It's not funny, but it is. Because I really got the evidence. But anyway, y'all, I'm about to go. I have to go. Get dressed and all kind of shit. I'm gonna holler at y'all. I don't know when now, because I be busy. I finish up my little album and do my little stuff and stuff like that. But anyway, let me holler at y'all.
we fall, indicted we stand, indicted we fall, indicted we stand, indicted we fall. If Trump get locked up, it's a rap for us all. It's a witch hunt.